The Port of Los Angeles handled nearly 1 million containers in July, extending a run of historically strong cargo volumes even as an early peak shipping season begins to wind down. The nation's busiest container port processed 960,464 20-foot equivalent units, TEUs, last month, its second highest July on record. Volume was down 6% from the all-time July record set last year, but remained 7.5% above the port's five-year average for the month. The performance followed an exceptionally strong June, when Los Angeles handled more than 1 million TEUs. After topping 1 million container units in June, we nearly reached that mark again in July, Port of Los Angeles Executive Director Gene Soroka said. Businesses continue to move cargo when they see windows of opportunity amid an evolving trade environment, while resilient consumer demand is helping keep imports at historically strong levels. Loaded imports totaled 499,552 TEUs in July, down 8% from last year's record month, but 6% above the five-year July average. Loaded exports also fell 8% year over year to 111,776 TEUs, while empty container movements declined 2% to 349,137 TEUs. Through the first 7 months of 2026, the port has handled 6.08 million TEUs, up 1.8% from the same period last year. The strong July numbers come as retailers and importers appear to be nearing the end of an unusually early peak shipping season, with companies pulling cargo forward to get ahead of tariff changes and other supply chain uncertainties. The National Retail Federation and Hackett Associates said earlier this month that imports at major U.S. container ports are expected to remain elevated in August before gradually declining through the remainder of the year. "We had an early peak season this year as retailers brought in merchandise ahead of tariff changes in late July and responded to other uncertainties in the supply chain, like the ongoing disruption brought by the conflict in Iran," NRF Vice President for Supply Chain and Customs Policy Jonathan Gold said. Temporary 10% Section 122 global tariffs that took effect in February expired July 23, followed a day later by a new round of Section 301 tariffs of 10% to 12.5% covering 60 economies and affecting the vast majority of U.S. imports. The uncertainty helped push cargo earlier in the calendar, continuing a trend in which the traditional late summer and fall peak shipping season has become increasingly spread out as importers respond to tariffs, geopolitical disruptions, and other supply chain risks. Global Port Tracker estimates U.S. ports covered by the report handled 2.21 million TEUs of imports in July, down 7.6% from a year earlier. August is forecast at 2.22 million TEUs, down 4.2% year over year, before volumes begin declining more noticeably in the fall. Despite the expected slowdown, imports are projected to remain above 2025 levels during most of the remainder of the year. Global Port Tracker forecasts full-year imports of 25.5 million TEUs, essentially flat from 2025. At Los Angeles, Soroka said the port expects another strong showing in August, but acknowledged that some cargo normally associated with the traditional peak season has already arrived. "We expect another strong month in August, although some cargo that traditionally arrives later in the season has already moved," Soroka said. Consumer demand remains the most important variable as we look toward the balance of the year. Soroka also said Los Angeles has available capacity and is prepared to handle additional cargo if shifting global trade patterns send more containers through Southern California. The port's July performance follows a record-setting June of 1,002,734 TEUs, bringing the two-month total to nearly 2 million TEUs and underscoring the scale of the early-season cargo surge. Editorial standards corrections about GCaptain.